first parak of Nagoyin, third Mishnah. Abba Masa Elu, these four different colors of whiteness that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, like snow, like white wool, like the lime paint, white paint, and like the peel of an egg. Mitzaf and Zemze, they can be mitzaf with one with the other. In other words, if you have the minimum amount of this tzaras, and part of it is from this color, part of it from that color, then it's tarif. Here. The mice, there's a whole discussion about which ones I'm a tarif with, which other ones, but in certain ones I'm a tarif with other ones. Yeah. The Rambam seems to have learned that they're all mitzvah, but other opinions say that only Toilet can be mitzvah with a different av. Good. When I can bow to hold the protein. So mitzvah zemze liftor, sometimes it's to patur a person from his tzaraz, or the hachla, sometimes it's to decide that he has a full-fledged tzaraz ul hatzker, and to close him up is the primary stage of the tzaraz. In other words, the first stage of the tzaraz of the kohen is examines the tzaraz and he says it has the right color and the right size. He closes him up for 7 days and see what happens. So the hazgah is aimed to say shavu arishon. One of the cases it's he closes him up for a second week is after the first week the tzaraz looks exactly the same look the first week, did not get any larger or nothing changed in it. Then he closes him up for a second week. Lifter is aimed to say shavu shein. A regular tzaraz, this white coloration on one skin, does not change after 2 weeks. He becomes, that's the end of it. He goes back home. The hachlit is shenoy lo yimichya oisa loven b'tchila. If a person after the first week, the kohen examines it, and he sees that the tzaras started white, and now in the middle it has a small area, which we'll see exactly how big it's supposed to be, that turned back to skin color. That is a simen tumah. It's called a michya, oser lovan, or two white hairs grew out of it. Then that is machlit. Bitchila, this is even in the beginning. If the kohen looked at it initially and he saw it had these two white hairs in it, or that it had the red, that the regular skin color in the middle of it, then he's fully tamei tzaras. That could either be bitchila, obasav shvua rishon, or if that change occurred after the first week, obasav shvua shein, if it occurred after the second week. Or even lachaptur, even after he sent him home. Then he comes back a week later, and now you see that it has this hair or this skin in the middle. It's metamin. Lachat shenoy lepisoin. Pisoin means that it got larger. They measured initially, and then afterwards they checked to see if it got larger. But that only happens after the sub shavua rishon. Can't have it initially, because you have to compare two different sizes. So after the first week of locking him up, closing him off, if it got larger, it becomes fully tummy. So shavua sheni lachaptur, or after the second week, or even after he sends him home after 2 weeks, but it comes back sometime later and it's larger than it was before, he becomes cholot. We will see exactly what the difference between a muzga and a muklet, but there are differences in respect to the entire process, the karbonis. Lahachlit es ahoifech kuloi loven mitoi chaptur. A person who, there's a look like this, if a person had a tzaras which was tummy, and then his body became completely white, he's tar. But if he initially came completely white to the kohen, he's tummy. The tyra of hafal kule lovin, that he became white, is only if he was tummy, then it changed. But he initially came completely white, he was potter, and now he comes to the kohen completely white, so all these colors are mitzaref to make him completely white, even though he has different shades of white. The lifter was like a cool love and mitar hechla, or the other way around, or mitar hechla. If the kohen already saw his kohen and pronounced him tome, or was the first stage of tumah, the full stage of tumah, then the next time the kohen sees him, he's completely white, then he's tar. Eilu maz in the kohen, shekon the kohen, pluyim behem. These are the calls in the kohen, which all hilchas in the kohen are told.